From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosher. A top Missouri Democrat is calling for an investigation of the state health director, who said he tracked menstrual periods of Planned Parenthood patients. Yesterday, State House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid said Republican Governor Mike Parson must immediately review if patient privacy was compromised. She added that she's not sure if Department of Health and Senior Services Director Randall Williams is fit to serve. Williams testified yesterday that he requested a spreadsheet with the dates of the last periods of a St. Louis clinic's patients. He said the goal was to identify women who needed multiple procedures to complete an abortion and that a state investigator had access to the information from medical records. Williams' testimony drew national outcry. Cory Booker described the move as dystopian in a tweet. Planned Parenthood issued a statement calling the revelation deeply disturbing. The Missouri Supreme Court rejected the University of Missouri System's last appeal yesterday in a case that would grant the system's graduate student workers employee status and allow them to unionize. This decision stands by a July decision by the Missouri Western District Court of Appeals that graduate students should be considered employees. That was the third consecutive ruling against the UM system in lower state courts. The system then asked the Supreme Court to hear the case. According to the Columbia Missourian, the system's request for transfer said the definition of employees needed clarification under the Missouri Constitution, specifically whether it includes workers whose primary purpose is academic development. The state's highest court did not issue an opinion, just a one-sentence order denying the system's appeal. Graduate leaders see the decision as a victory and validation of their efforts. Results released by the ACT today show Columbia schools scored higher than the state average on the 2018 to 2019 version of the standardized test, according to the Columbia Missourian. The ACT, or the American College Test, measures students' performances in English, reading, mathematics, and science. Students can then use their scores in the college admission process. The ACT's state briefing says 56,238 students took the ACT and earned a composite score of 20.8. Columbia Public Schools District spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says the composite score for the 1,137 CPS students who took the test was 21.1. At Tolton Catholic High School, 65 seniors took the test and earned a composite score of 24.04, according to academic dean Tim Scherer. After years of debate, final development plans are moving forward for the Perchee Ridge subdivision. Boone County commissioners approved the plans at their regular meeting last night. The Boone County Planning and Zoning Commission recommended doing so on October 17th. The 34-lot subdivision proposed by Fred Overton Development will be built on 17 acres west of the city in Perchee Creek, according to the Columbia Missourian. 11 people, many who are concerned neighbors, spoke during the public hearing yesterday. Neighbors voiced concern that the subdivision would create more runoff and compound flooding problems on Gillespie Bridge Road, which crosses Perchee Creek near the site of the proposed neighborhood. I'm Sam Mosher, KBIA News, Columbia.